You are now listening to the Life in Football podcast. Check out the new website, lifeinfootball.com. Once again, the website is lifeinfootball.com. Thanks for listening.
This is a new day to live your life. This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football. This is a new day to live your life. This is a new day to try to get right. This is a new day to get on track. Yeah, that's life in football. It's life in football. We are life in football.
Welcome to the Life of Football podcast, baby. I'm your host, Mike Feet.
And this is your co-host, Cola Moore. You know we love life and enjoying football.
Top-notch ballers all around the world. Top-notch ballers all around the world. Hey, today we got to celebrate and congratulate that boy Reggie Bush for getting that Heisman Trophy back. Man, I'm so happy and so proud that the y'all, this stuff I love right here. When people do the right thing, whether that's in your job, a relationship, sometimes a boss, or you a boss to an employee, making the right decision, a parent to a child to a parent, a coach to a player to a coach. I love when things are done the right way. And I love that Reggie Bush is getting his Heisman Trophy back because you have people with still Heisman Trophy, no disrespect, but like O.J. Simpson, Johnny Manziel, they got proof. Johnny Manziel took all kinds of funds and money, and he still had his Heisman Trophy. And another thing, too, I hate how they did Cam Newton with his dad not being able to attend the Heisman Trophy ceremony after hearing the backstory, how everything went. I understand they were saying that could be a bad look. Hey, no, you don't need that. But, man, this is man's dad and been there from four since day one. Raised him as a man. Raised him up in the church. And when you have things like that going on, these are the people who's going to be there to support you no matter what. And I'm so happy that the Heisman Trophy group or whoever they are did the right thing and present giving Reggie Bush his Heisman Trophy back in his hand. Go ahead, C-Mo.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm glad they gave that man back his trophy. But I gotta dig a little deeper because it's a trophy that they haven't gave out yet that they need to give out, and they need to give this man his trophy before he turned 50. I know he in his 40s, so they better get a man his trophy, man. Peter Ward from Florida State, 1999. He ran the show. See, the Heisman got a thing of trying to be politically correct. No, man, it's about giving the best player in the country the award. And if that was the case, they gave it to Ron Dayne, and that was by default because Peter Ward had got into an incident. Maybe the week leading into the Miami game or the week after the Miami game, it was Dillard's. I was in high school. It was my sophomore year of high school. And I heard on the radio that Peter Warrick is now suspended for the Dillard's incident where they gave him maybe $300, $400 worth of clothes and he only maybe paid $15, $20, $30, something on the low end. You can't fault him for that. They giving that to him. That's they discounted it every way they could or however they did it. Why count that on him? Why suspend him anyways? But they suspended him. They gave him one game. And the man still balled out and was the Heisman Trophy winner. They just didn't give it to him. So the Heisman Trophy. Get that man Peter Ward his trophy from 99. Let that man celebrate. Give him a personal man, do it at Florida State, bring all the fans back, tell him, look, this year we'll never do it again. We should have gave it to you. Now, that's probably other years they did it too, but they need to give Peter Ward his trophy. That boy was a showstopper all 1999. Boy, I'm talking about giving it to him. Matter of fact, he got to play look basically similar to what Johnny Manziel did. Johnny Manziel backed into a lineman, the ball popped out, he caught it, and he came and threw a pass, and the dude scored. Well, Peter Ward had one. He was juking everybody, and he juked one time. The ball popped out of his hand, and he caught it and went back to juking. So Peter Ward
and looking, looking.
He need that. So Heisman Trophy, you done gave his back, and then I think Johnny Manziel did. Johnny Manziel, stand on business for Peter Ward and say he need his trophy, but and take it back from Ron Dane. My Ron Dane need to give it up. Ron Dane, no disrespect to you, brother, but you know that our Peter Ward trophy. What else I want to say about that? Oh, Johnny Manziel, they say he stood in the paint. Manziel said he ain't coming back to anything that got to do with the Heisman unless they give Reggie Bush his Heisman. He stood up in the paint for him. I like that boy, and they gave that boy that Heisman back too.
Hey, and see, Mo, we got to be honest. Ron Dane, he did get the trophy. But we got to do a little breaking down, too, because we have some folks who be acting like they don't know what's going on, okay? Let me, Mo, can I break some down for the people?
Break it down,
Because sometimes we have people put out narratives, misinformation that's all wrong, and I can't stand that, okay? So check this out. With Peter Ward in that situation, what C-Mo talking about in Dillard's. Now, for the young players out here and the young folk, they ain't gonna know. Me and C-Mo ain't old, really that old neither, but it was a store in the mall, all the malls across America called Dillard's. So he a big time player in Tallahassee, Florida, football player. So he in there with Laverne's Coles. The girl see him come up to the register. This in court documents. Now, y'all can go look this up. She recognized who they are. She said, oh, I'm going to get y'all a discount. She gave him a discount. They only had to pay a real small percentage. Like C-Mo said, like probably $300, $400 worth of clothes, and they only paid maybe $20 or $30, something like that. Okay. A lot of that happened a lot of times. Like, for instance, with Jameis Winston's with the crab leg. The man, if y'all go back and really look up the story, the guy had already seen Jameis Winston prior to this happening. Jameis did not just walk up there and get the crabs and walk off. The man, that's called showing love. In the black community, we call that showing love.
Before he leave this earth, man, and I ain't saying he finna leave now. I'm just saying, overall, they got to get a man's trophy. Like, that's one exception to the rule they should make. I know Ron Dane ran the out of the ball, but he was not Peter Ward. And Peter Ward won the chip, man. Peter Ward went to the chip and did his thing with Michael Vick out there putting the show. So look here, Peter Ward, that is your trophy. Tell Ron Dane to send you your trophy, man, and start going. That's all I'm going to say on that, man.
Right. And I got to say, man, congratulations again to Reggie Bush. And thank you, Heisman Trophy, for y'all getting together and doing the right thing. I love that again, man. I really appreciate that. And let's try to get some other things back, you know, for us with Cam Newton and his dad. And, you know, get Cam Newton to come up there and bring his dad with him. And also, let's try to get Coach Bobby Bynum his wins back. Now, I know that's with the NCAA, but it's so much with a lot of this stuff, man. I just really want a lot of the wrong that's being done to get turned into the right. Okay, so, you know, hey, man, you know, we just had this draft. The draft that started, so we got a lot of players getting opportunities, and it's a lot of things going on. I mean, congratulations to all the players that's getting drafted. And big shout out to Terry Arnold. I actually went to Cincinnati with his uncle for a little bit, Terry Arnold. And Terry Arnold, I was really happy for him. I see he had a lot of people from Tallahassee up there. Me is Bo Simo, got to see him play in high school and see him grow and do his thing, man. That boy, he didn't got drafted in the first round, got drafted in Detroit, to the Detroit Lions, the first round pick, man. What a blessing that was.
Listen, my boy had on that pink suit. That boy had on that pink suit out there, boy. Pink what? Pink and silver out there? Listen, please, I couldn't even, you couldn't dream up a better scenario than that. Because I know he was saying to himself, now how they picked that cornerback before me? But it is what it is, because like you just said, he got it, the draft in Detroit. Detroit picked him. So you just head around the corner and you already there. So you get to celebrate your draft day in your city. Man, I don't think too many players get to say that. The man celebrating his draft day in the city. I'm talking about, man, you know they love that. So everybody who stayed and got to see him, I know everybody was like, dog, y'all, I should have went down there last night. Everybody who missed it, I know they said, bro, I should have went down there. And then you know they probably saying, bro, he came down to all where the fans was at. He was dapping us up. He was chilling, man, talking about we went in the Super Bowl. And, boy, Detroit got a secondary, y'all. I'm talking about, boy, they ain't playing no games. I don't know how you going to throw on them boys. I don't know how you going to throw on them. And he back with that running back that transferred from Georgia Tech, and that boy was doing his thing. But Fig said something for real, y'all. Every time me and him end up seeing some players, we got a thing. We'll call each other and say, boy, he for real. All right. We seen Terry. I call him T.A. I seen T.A. come down here to Polk County, play Lakeland Christian school. And, man, that boy was out there shaking and grinding and doing everything. Y'all, go look it up on our YouTube page or on Instagram. Put his name in, and you going to see him in high school, boy, when he came down there and played in Polk County. Man, that boy was shaking and baking. It looked so good. I said, dog, boy, he him. But, y'all, and the reason I'm saying this is one more DB, and he at Georgia Tech right now. Fizz, I can't remember his name, but you had did a video with him and his mom. He at Georgia Tech right now, y'all, and he five power too, boy. Y'all, this another Tallahassee DB going to come out shining. Fizz, what's that dude's name, man? If you can remember. Because he went to Florida High.
He went to Florida High. He ended up going to Auburn.
Auburn, then he transferred to Georgia Tech. And he in Atlanta.
Amari Harvin. That's his name, Amari Harvin.
Yep, and he rocking number three, y'all. That boy special. He real special, y'all. Watch what I'm telling you, man. When me and Fizz see them dogs, we can spot them a mile away, boy. And when they that special like that, they going to hit that lead. I just feel eventually his time going to come to that lead.
Man, and another thing, too, we got a lot of players going to be coming up. Hopefully, Xavier Weavy get drafted from Colorado. Fam, you got a tight end named Kamari Young. I really want this kid to get an opportunity. And I don't want to say kid because this man grown. I'm talking about look like a monster when he walking through the door. And if you had a chance to see FAMU at any point, he the tight end at FAMU. And if you had a chance to see them over the past 4 years, you would have seen him number 81. He started since he was a freshman. A true freshman coming through the door started. So that speak a lot for me when you coming in. And you tearing up the scene, and he been balling ever since. And especially if y'all seen that Celebration Bowl, he was the go-to. Now, some people might think, oh, okay, yeah, they had to go to him that game. No, that's every game he making them kind of catches, clutch catches. Just go back and watch that Celebration Bowl highlights, man, and you'll see the tight end from FAMU, Kamari Young, doing his thing. It's another defensive lineman that I'm real interested to see where he gonna go. He'll possibly go in the second or third round. He's from Florida State. Last name Fisk. He a defensive lineman. I really want to see where he go, because I think he ran a 4.6 or 4.7, something like that.
Yeah, I think a 4.7.
But I'm talking about he was moving. And if y'all ever see, I actually seen him in person. If you see him, it'll shock you, the stuff, the time he ran. How he jumped. He a real athlete. But I'm really ready to see what far as where he gonna get drafted at. It's a few more players, man, I hope get opportunities too.
Yeah, it's definitely something you want to see get an opportunity. I really want to see where Xavier Weaver go. I hope the NFL do their thing, and I hope he go day two. But overall, I hope he gets picked by the team that totally needs him and he gets to shine. I'm talking about shine long as he want to shine. Get all the money he can get. Oh, yeah. Listen, players. This been on my mind, man. For some reason, I just keep thinking about it. NIL money and NFL money. If y'all get that money and you get large amounts, please save your money. Man, listen, don't think about spending everything now. Look at when you're in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s. Man, if you can put this money up and just let it sit and maybe take a year or two, 3 years before you even touch it and to let it grow and to let it collect interest and to, man, just to position yourself better for the future. Because, yo, that football going to end. And you going to have to pick a job or build your business. But if you got the money sitting right, man, you could do your life how you want to do it versus clocking in at somewhere you don't want to be, somewhere you never thought about. But I'm just saying, be wise with this money, man. Don't try to blow it on everything, this, that, and the third, man. What you say about it, Fizz?
Yeah, man, when you got these families sitting there, and my thing is, what's going to be the turnaround the next day? Is everybody going to be texting the man, asking him for money, trying to befriend him and use him for other things to start businesses and stuff? Because I agree with C-Mo. Hey, if you ain't already got no car wash, don't be coming to me saying, hey, give me 20 grand, let me go start this car wash. Give me 15 grand, let me go start this car wash. Hey, I like a lot of people try to do now, the semi-truck. Hey, bro, 50 grand, 60 grand, we can go get us a semi-truck. Man, hey, to all the fellas, if y'all get an opportunity and you get drafted, do like C-Mo just said, put the money up. Cause I used to always tell him that I'm gonna go sit my money up. I'm gonna go try to figure some things out and really plot out a plan, not just to work, cause I don't mind you work, but put you a plan together, especially if you get a good little amount of money or some decent money to be able to put together and be able to spend time with your family, go on trips. Do other things. What you say, C-Mo?
You right. Because you're going to want stuff good for your life. You're going to want stuff good for your future kids, for your future wife. Then you probably got brothers and sisters and your mamas and your aunties. They're going to come through and probably ask you something. Or you going to want to help. Your wife going to have some family you probably going to want to help. So, man, you got to look at the whole big picture. How long you trying to have this cash? How long you trying to grow it? Which ways can help you grow it? And maybe your cousin them do got a great idea, but you ain't got to put your money in it. Tell him, get his stuff situated. Go write up a plan. Take that stuff to the bank. Work the plan. Then I can come in and join in. Don't just come to me like I'm the bank. Like, hey, I got stuff I'm trying to take care of for my future kids and they future kids, plus just me. If I want to head to Hawaii for the day, man, I'm going to Hawaii. If I want to come back, fly to France, go to France. If I want to go to New York City, chill out, do it. You know, have that money, let it work for you, man, versus you spend it all shining, 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 shining. And then in your 30s, yeah, man. And in your 30s, you're broke. And everybody's talking about, I told you we're going to go broke. Man, you helped me go broke. You helped me spend the money. You asked me to build this house and build that and buy this and buy that. Now, man, y'all got to be stingy with that money for right now.
Right, right. And tomorrow is the big day. Colorado and Coach Prime, they got their spring game coming up. How Florida State said it, the spring showcase. I really wish teams would do the spring game different, though, to be honest. I know a lot of people want to see the players and see the talent that's, you know, waiting to come in for the fall and see what they've been working on. But I'd rather do something else, honestly, for the spring game. Maybe I know everybody got their own opinion, but to me, I just never felt the need for the spring game. Even when I played college ball, now I was excited. But when I, you know, just think about it. I was starting 2 years at Alabama State. So I already know what I'm about to go out there and do. Yeah, it was good for the crowd to see me. I was, like I say, I was excited, but I think it should be something else. Well, you, the crowd could come out and watch the players, maybe for a little bit. I like how Ole Miss did it. Ole Miss had a whole day where the guys had on short shirts, no helmet. They out there running against each other, doing other obstacles. It's almost like how they do the Pro Bowl now. Because in the spring game, people could get injured because they try to go so super extra hard. I think that should be left to fall camp and for the season. And maybe, you know, you do a little spring scrimmage right at the end. Because let me tell you, one thing Florida State do, and they've been doing this for years, Florida State spring game, actually not their last practice. They always have a practice after the spring game, probably 2 days after, where they do a little touch-up and little more install for the fall. So I would like something like that, but they still do a spring game. But, you know, Coach Prime them got there tomorrow, and I'm ready to see it.
Me too. Hey, you know that thing going to be jumping. You know everybody want to see what Coach Prime them got going. The game will be at what, about 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 1 o'clock Colorado time. So, you know, find y'all time. And I think it's going to be on the Pac-12 network. So, you know they're going to be talking about what Shador do. And I think the spring game going to be a little different anyways, because I think we only got one or two backs for the game. So, they got to figure out a way to make it work. I guess they're going to be adding it out for real.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Cole Prime going to put something together. You know, finesse, but I wasn't really just talking about Coach Prime. I'm just spring games in general, man. Maybe bring a Jackson State up there to play against Colorado for the spring game. Do some. I would like to see something different, and not for no whole game, like probably like a half. I don't know. I would really like to see a change, because I seen a few D2s play against each other this year who they was playing against each other in the spring game, live action. And it was somebody else who played, I think Mercer or somebody, scrimmage. It was, I got to find the information. It was somebody else scrimmage or another team. But like say it was like Mercer versus Georgia,
mm-hmm,
or somebody like that. It was some school went against another school during the spring. And I would love to see something like that, even like a Fairview versus Florida State, since they don't want to do the real thing.
Boy, the whole city will shut down, boy. You trying to tap, so.
Yep. No. They need to do that game anyway. I don't know why we so simple-minded where we as a people can't get together and do a game in the same city. Southern and LSU did it. And I don't want to do it when that ain't the year for Fairview. I need them to have a good team like they've been having, and then play Florida State. And they have a real good game. Yeah. But hey, that's all. You got anything else, Simo?
No, third, let's ride.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all like this: football season is coming real close. It's getting closer. So I'm gonna tell y'all how we always do it, baby. We gonna be out in the back, and y'all let us know where y'all gonna be at, and we gonna let y'all know where we gonna be at. We definitely gonna be at that Central Florida versus Colorado game.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, we gonna catch y'all later on. Hey, make sure y'all check out the other episodes of the podcast. I'm gonna leave y'all. I always leave y'all. Keep your head up and not down, or else you'll fall to the ground. It's the Life of Football podcast. Catch you next time.